Social justice remains a top issue of concern for the radical left. By Hannah Blow on July 12, 2022. Social justice remains one of the top priorities of the far left while Americans continue to face record-high gas prices and fears of the recession. A Senate Opportunity Fund survey found. The survey asked respondents to identify the top three issues they are most concerned with in America today. The number one issue across the board is inflation, as 70% chose that issue. The economy and jobs came in second with 44%, followed by the 29% who chose crime. Notably, immigration and the border came closely behind, as 27% chose that issue. The top three issues across the board are consistent with the issues identified specifically by moderates, who chose inflation, 73%, economy and jobs, 49%, and crime, 28%. The top issues among conservatives are not much different. Inflation, 70%, economy and jobs, 46%, and immigration, 40%. Crime came in fourth among conservatives with 32%. While liberals also chose inflation as their top issue, 62%, social justice came in second, as 41% are most concerned with that issue. Universal healthcare rounds out the top three liberal concerns, 35%, coming 2 points ahead of the economy and jobs, 33%. For greater perspective, just 21% of those surveyed identified social justice as a top issue of concern. According to the survey, Americans do not believe that the federal government should focus on long-term goals such as healthcare reform, a top issue of concern for liberals. Rather, 65% believe that the federal government should prioritize short-term goals such as inflation and the border, the latter of which is not a top issue among liberals. Further, 53% said fighting inflation, growing the economy, and reducing energy prices is the most important issue to them. Meanwhile, Biden's Department of Treasury is embracing the social justice movement, issuing a plan to consider race when crafting federal policies and create new strategies to advance equity, as Breitbart News detailed. The survey was taken July 5 to 7 among 800 likely voters and has a +3.5% margin of error.